And finally, we'll hear from Mr. Evan Mulch.
My name's Evan Mulch. I'm out of Spartanburg. I've been in this for a long time, trying to teach people the Constitution, trying to teach them the deep state. I do work full-time for the John Birch Society. We're in a leading organization against the call for a Constitutional Convention. The representative over here, Bill Taylor, he helped us to nullify Obamacare at one point, and that's when I was just a volunteer for the John Birch Society. And so I remember him when I was a volunteer, you know, trying to help us nullify Obamacare. I remember him being up on stage, but one of the events, he wasn't allowed to speak, and I talked to the field coordinator who had my job at the time, and he said, I couldn't let Bill Taylor speak because he's supporting this call for a constitutional convention. They call the Convention of States. I thought, wow, what is that? At that time, I had no idea what a call for. And I was a government school educated kid when I grew up. I graduated with a business degree, but nobody even ever told me what a constitutional convention is. And I feel like a lot of people here are, you know, still in their youth when it comes to understanding the U.S. Constitution. There's so much more to understand than most people in this room learn by listening to Mark Levin on the radio or listening to, you know, Rush Limbaugh. Really, what you're listening to these personalities I'm saying that because I think a lot of people come here because they listen to their favorite radio host or they listen to Sean Hannity on Fox News, and they think that there's got to be somebody on TV or on the radio that's leading them in the right direction. In my area of South Carolina, Spartanburg, we don't have one conservative talk host that is against calling an Article 5 convention, which is very surprising to me because I've gone through the logic of it, and it just doesn't make sense that we should call one at this point in time. And to answer the question you had for Colonel Ray Moore, I know Colonel Ray Moore's left, you had asked, you know, why did they put it in there? Well, they actually told us in the Federalist Papers why. It was they put it in there if there were defects in the Constitution. And right now, there are no defects in the Constitution because as long as it's obeyed, we can fix our constitutional republic. But the problem we're faced with is a group we call the deep state. Donald Trump calls them the deep state, right? Well, the John Birch Society, we teach people about the deep state behind the deep state because Donald Trump is trying to drain the swamp, but we don't believe he's draining it correctly. There's a group called the Council on Foreign Relations. Many of you have been contacted by them through emails. You've been asked to be on conference calls with them. You may or may not recall receiving those emails, but I've been made aware of this through state representatives and state senators. And the Council on Foreign Relations is a group that was formed in 1921 by a guy named Edward Mandel House. And his goal, now he was the president, so it was a group of people, but he was the guy behind Woodrow Wilson. Edward Mandel House actually wrote a book called Phillips Drew Administrator. And this book was written to teach people how they could change America from being a constitutional republic to being a Marxist organization that's merged with other countries. And that's what we're faced with today, and that's exactly why these deep state people need us to call an Article 5 Constitutional Convention. And I hope the kids are listening here, because did they leave? Okay. Well, we're all in our youth, I think, would understand these things. And I didn't want to believe this stuff either. And when you become a John Birch Society field coordinator, you're forced to learn this stuff, because guess what? Our magazine teaches this stuff. You have a New American Magazine reprint in front of you. It's called the USMCA and the Quest for a North American Union. And the guy that actually led this for Donald Trump recently, his name's Robert Lighthizer, and he is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. Can you believe Donald Trump picked somebody from an organization that was formed to form a Marxist USA? That's kind of surprising, right? It's hard to believe that Donald Trump would pick somebody. But what we're finding out, and what this will tell you, is that they are trying to merge Canada and Mexico with the United States. And if you read this in detail, you will find this out. Oh, man. That's shorter than others, right? No? Okay. Okay, so anyways, I'm going to cut myself short here because I gave you a Freedom Index. I want you to open it up. It's already open to the page you need to be on. But you see the South Carolina congressman. This is a Freedom Index that's created by the John Birch Society. And you see on page 7, over here you see the South Carolina representatives. And this is from the most recent legislative session. And Philip Healy was mentioning this, and he didn't give this to you, and I wanted to clear things up for him so you realized what he's talking about. This is the strictest constitutionalist index in the United States. And the John Birch Society makes this because we actually have the solution to correcting our government. The Convention of States people want to say that there is no solution. The fact is, if everybody here joined the John Birch Society and started using this to get their congressmen to obey the U.S. Constitution. And my job as a field coordinator for the John Birch Society is to work with people. Excuse me? Okay.
Let's be quiet in the audience, please.
But the goal with what we do is we want to correct the federal government. And we are the only organization in America with field coordinators on the ground that actually have a great plan on how to correct our federal government. But people have to get active. The easy thing to do is to leave it up to you and say, oh, you know, you're great. I love how brave you are. Will you please call a constitutional convention for us, or convention of states? And the fact is that, let's say this convention is called, which I don't think Congress is going to call it right away. I think it's going to take years and years and years. This is pretty much a waste of time, and they're wasting the time of good Americans right here. But let's say this thing does get called, and let's say a balanced budget amendment's passed and term limits are passed. Well, guess what? How are we going to get our congressmen to obey the U.S. Constitution? So if that time comes, these people all still need to join the John Birch Society and help us to get our congressmen to obey the U.S. Constitution. And I'm telling this because a lot of people here have negative things to say about the John Birch Society, but we are the ones that actually have the plan to correct our federal government, and we're the ones saying all this we're doing right now, it's not necessary. We don't need to listen to this man who wants to call for a balanced budget amendment. And I was going to talk if I had more time, but the Council on Foreign Relations, the Marxist organization that wants to change America, they actually have 4 people on their board for the Balanced Budget Amendment Foundation. And so this is very real that these deep state operatives are trying to close the deal on America, destroy American sovereignty by getting us to get into the USMCA, which we've already done, and then ultimately destroy us by making us call a convention and calling game over at that point. I hope that wasn't too much for everybody.
No, sir, I was able to absorb it. I was looking at your scorecard. So the higher the ranking on the scorecard, the more comfortable you feel that that's who should be leading us in Washington.
Just so everybody knows, if you go to Kentucky.
Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah. Okay. In Kentucky, Thomas Massie consistently gets 100%. And so what we tell people, if they're not at 90% or above, it's time to get a new congressman. And they should use our Freedom Index to persuade the electorate in their area to get him out, because, and look here, look at Congressman Timmons here. It's his first time in office, and he scored a 70%. And he's wanting to call a convention of states. I met him at an event a couple weeks ago. Guess what? He supports red flag laws. He calls them mild red flag laws, but he supports red flag laws, and he's supporting the convention of states. Jim DeMint on this, he was scoring in the 50s when he started out as a congressman. Can you believe that? And he wants us to call a convention. Did you know he got paid $240,000 by the Convention of States Project back in 2017? $240,000. You think he has an incentive to get us to call an Article 5 convention? I rest my case. Any questions?
Any questions? Thank you for your time. Ladies and gentlemen, I appreciate your decorum. We got a little in the ditch, but not too bad considering.